Are you a planner, or do you live life more spontaneously? For example, when you plan a family vacation, or let's say a trip to an amusement park, do you plan out the order that you will take the rides, or just go with the flow? And have you ever experienced a surprise along the way? One that you didn't plan for? Maybe a change of plans that had you improvising? Or better yet, have you ever been surprised by reading a verse in the Bible that wasn't part of your structured reading plan? Well, the theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 19 is flexibility. Walking through your day, allowing for God to work through chance moments, expecting to encounter God spontaneously, and consenting to His plans by another way. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can be open to the plans of God. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Proverbs chapter 16 and respond with, Lord God, show me your plans. We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. Lord God, show me your plans. We may think we know what is right, the Lord is the judge of our motives. Lord God, show me your plans. Lord God, I share my plans with you so that they will succeed. Lord God, show me your plans. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, moving prideful thoughts to thoughts of humility, thoughts of ownership to thoughts of surrender, and thoughts about you the thoughts about God. Let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God, alert to His Spirit, and mindful of Christ, as you become aware of your quiet breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and let's continue by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, show me your plans. Lord God, show me your plans. As you breathe deeply, just ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals to you of God. What surprises you about your encounter? Lord God, show me your plans. Continue in silent prayer as you become aware of and reflect upon the plans of God in and around you. How are you aware of His spontaneous plans right now? What do you hear, feel, taste, or even smell around you that is surprising? How might God be working in a new way right now? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and I give you that permission. But return then back to the merciful blessings and plans of God now, here. Now in still silence, listen to the first of three readings, each the same root verse, but expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Eternal words from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, from the New International Reader's Version. A person may have many plans in their heart, but the Lord's purpose wins out in the end. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. What did you hear? Did something surprise you? How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, rest here considering the plans God has revealed to you, or maybe is in the process of revealing to you now. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. What is desirable in a man is his kindness, and it's better to be a poor man than a liar. What did you notice or become more aware of? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of your plans compared to his. What do you see? How does this comparison make you feel? Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context, from the Amplified Version. Listen to counsel, receive instruction, and accept correction, that you may be wise in the time to come. Many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand and be carried out. That which is desirable in a man is his loyalty and unfailing love. But it's better to be a poor man than a wealthy liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, consider the story of Matthew chapter 12. It's about the Magi, the wise men, that came to visit Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child. After bringing them gold and frankincense and myrrh, the scripture says that they were warned by God in a dream not to go back to see King Herod, but to leave the country by another way. Go home by another way. Experience their emotions right now. An unexpected turn of events. unplanned, spontaneous, but directed by God? How do you think they felt going home by another way, a new way? How would you feel? Well, meditate on surrendering to God taking you another way. As you were pondering the unexpected plans of the Magi, discern God's presence for you here, now, as you consider your own plans. For example, take a moment now to examine the errands that you're running today or tomorrow. What habits or routines do you have that you can maybe today experience another way? Choose one right now. See it in your mind. Maybe drive a new way to work, or run your errands in a new order. Maybe even try a new grocery store. How do you feel considering it? Well, the author and theologian C.S. Lewis once wrote, "True enjoyments must be spontaneous and compulsive and look to no further end." So take a moment now to consider how you can go home by another way. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of surrender to God's plans. And let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, show me your plans. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Plans. His divine and perfect plans. Let me pray now that you encounter the peace and presence of God in His plans. Find peace remembering that many are your plans, but only His will stand. Even though you toil with the minute details of your plans, the Lord has the final word. Only He knows your true motives, and only His plans will succeed. Now may the Lord bless you and smile upon you. May He be gracious to you and show you His favor and also give you His peace through Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments where your plans are upended, where you experience the unexpected. Well, pause then to rejoice as you consider God may be taking you another way, His way. Consider too how you can spontaneously help a friend or maybe a random stranger have the chance to meet the God of calm, clarity, and peace, and trade a hectic life for one of harmony. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or the sunset of your day, expect to face moments of uncertainty in the hustle and bustle. but then find quiet from the mental noise of modern life and discover the peace that can come when you encounter God by another way.